Mr. Chancellor, Mr. Chief Minister, Mr. Vice Chancellor, ladies and gentlemen and friends, I am very thankful to the Vice Chancellor, Justice Gajendra Garkar, for inviting me to participate in this very pleasant and in a sense a historic function of the Bombay University. Nearly 12 years before, when I was in Bombay, the matter of the campus of the Bombay University came up for discussion. And by the time, Mr. Vice Chancellor, you reminded me of this function, I had quite forgotten all about the campus and the land problem of it. That only demonstrates what a slow rate of evolution we are having in our country. And I will certainly hold you, Mr. Vice Chancellor, to your promise that you are going to complete the completion of campus at least in the coming decade. I know the problems inherent are rather difficult, particularly in a city like Bombay. Even to get a two-room tenement for an individual is rather difficult. While I was in Bombay, I used to say humorously that it is very easy to get a kingdom in Bombay, but not a tenement. And when this question of campus for Bombay University came up, the question of finding hundreds of acres of land within the limits of Bombay city was not merely a difficult task but a challenging task. But I must say the persistence with which the Bombay University authorities and the revenue authorities of Bombay government pursued this matter and not only ultimately succeeded in locating the land, but going through a torturous long process of acquiring the land. And at last, we are on the campus. And I am very glad indeed, I am really proud indeed, Mr. Vice Chancellor, that with all the prayers and good wishes, I have laid the foundation and laid it well. Bombay University is one of the oldest universities of India. It has completed 100 years already. Personally, I have got a great privilege of being a product of Bombay University. At the present moment, in this state, there are more than 5 universities. In case of other universities, we found that their life began with a campus. But the Bombay University, as mature as it is trying to have a home of its own when it has already completed 100 years of its life. The campus of university is an institution by itself. We have in the recent times seen what campus can contribute and the experience that we have of the students' problems all over the world is not merely an Indian problem, in a sense it's a global problem. The campuses have given new challenges to the leaders of the world thought. I'm sure Bombay campus not merely gives such a challenge but certainly provides a solution to such a challenge also. Mr. Vice Chancellor, since you became the Vice Chancellor of this university, you have not merely carried on the excellent tradition of academic excellence and general liberal thought of this university, but you have made your contribution in showing the way in which the students' committee should go. I will refer to some of those challenges a little later. But one thing I must mention, that the problems of students, they are not merely the problems of students. As a matter of fact, these are the problems of youth. In the present generation, in India, and not only in India, I would say the present generation of the world, is undergoing a tremendous change of life. Because all of you as academicians know, in the last 25 years, there is such a rapid change in life because of explosion of knowledge and because of revolutionary changes in the technological life. The generational gap between the two generations is much wider than before. I would like to make my point further clear. Possibly in my young days, the difference between one generation and the other generation was merely a difference of one generation. But I find today, the real difference and distance between the two generations is the distance of five generations. That is because that the change and transformation that we used to witness in our times is brought about within 5 years. And in that sense, the generational change takes place nowadays in 5 years than what was taking place in 20 years before. Things are moving so fast. And therefore there is, as I said in the beginning, a very vast distance and difference, a vast gap of the generations. And therefore it goes rather very difficult for the people of old generation to keep pace with the emotions and aspirations of the new generation. And I think this gap in these two generations possibly can be better appreciated and understood if we have some sort of institutional arrangement for such things. Maybe university campus is one of such institutional arrangement. Bombay University formerly used to serve the needs of the entire state of then Bombay. Now it is looking to the academic requirements and educational needs of city of Bombay. I don't know what was the life in Bombay 100 years before, but we can very well imagine what it was. Apart from the size, the composition of life was quite different than what it is today. So Bombay city has to look to the needs of city of Bombay, which is just not merely a city, but it is a replica of the entire India. We have got all religious, linguistic, and if I may so, racial groups that are represented in India, which have made Bombay their home. And therefore, Bombay University, in a sense, has to look to the aspirations, requirements of the entire people of India, in a sense. Therefore, you can lay down traditions, not merely continue the old traditions of excellence and liberal thought, as I said, but you can certainly give a lead in laying down new traditions which will help India to solve its present problems. And may I say so, the present problems of India are complex problems, are challenging problems. I don't want to say them difficult problems. But they are certainly complex problems, they are certainly challenging problems. And who are supposed to take these challenges? If not the new generation of India, who is going to take the challenges? And most of the challenges and their solutions will have to be found in this generation. So there is not much time to be left and much time to be wasted. The coming two decades are going to prove the battle of Waterloo for India's future. All the challenging problems that we are facing today, if the new generation doesn't take the challenge and try to solve them, I do not know what is going to be the future for the generations to come. Don't suppose I am pessimistic. I have got great hopes and faith in the future of India. But it's not enough to have merely faith in the future of India unless we have got new generation prepared to face with confidence this new challenging problems of India. Things are not going to be achieved. We are claiming that we are a democratic society. May I tell you that democratic, when they say that we are a democratic society, it is not enough to say that we have got a democratic political form. It is very essential that we accept the democracy as a way of life. And when we say that we accept democracy as a way of life, it means lots of things. It means basic approach towards life. I've always said the democratic way of life means liberal approach, means tolerance, means acceptance that others also may be right. This is the one most important thing that we have to understand. One can be very certain of himself, but unless one presumes that it is quite possible that the other man is also right, there is no possibility of having any dialogue. And democracy in a sense means a process of carrying dialogue. Dialogue between the father and the son. Dialogue between the neighbor and neighbor. Dialogue between master and employee. Dialogue between the teacher and the student. Dialogue between the judge and the lawyer. Dialogue between the rulers and ruled. You see, this is the way we'll have to look at the problems of democracy. And I have no doubt that once we catch this spirit of democracy, I have no doubt that the challenges to which I made a reference will be easy to accept and easy to solve. Mr. Vice Chancellor, you have undertaken a historic work in the life of Bombay University. This campus will not merely provide roof for the academic activities and the students who will possibly live here. But by having this campus, I'm sure you are going to provide a new environment to the academic activities of the University of Bombay. And this new environment will continue to inspire those who work here and those who will be taught here. And those who will be taught here will take away the inspiration and the message that they take here and expand it further in the lives of people to whom they will serve, and thus make excellent contribution in widening the horizons of the life of the Indian people. Thank you very much.